This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2248. Stop measuring your purchases in dollars. Measure them in hours of your life instead and watch everything change. By Charlie Brown of simpleandstraightforward.substack.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I'm here reading to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. Stop measuring your purchases in dollars. Measure them in hours of your life instead and watch everything change. By Charlie Brown of simpleandstraightforward.substack.com. Time is money, is back to front. Money is, in fact, time. Spend enough of your waking hours on this platform and you'll see this phrase dotted about. That money isn't life's finite resource, time is. That you should consider how many hours it takes to make the money to buy the thing, because your time is worth something. It's a mindset I'm fully committed to. But when everyone around you still measures their purchases in money, not time, it doesn't make for an easy mindset shift. I still struggle with it all. So let's ride this time, money, merry-go-round together, shall we? What measuring your purchases in hours of your life actually looks like. There are a few ways to do this, but by far the easiest way is to figure out your hourly wage, then use that as a unit of measurement for all future purchases. Earn $20 an hour after tax and spend $20 on a takeout pizza. That pizza costs you an hour of your life. Spend $1,500 a month on rent or mortgage and bills. That's 75 hours, or nearly 2 weeks of an average 40-hour work week. It's a magic way of looking at life because it really is tangible. You remember what it was like to work that hour, how you felt. Were those hours worth it to buy the thing you've got your eye on? In my experience, this mindset shift works best when you're deciding whether to do something you don't really want to do. Say some colleague you're not that keen on asks you to go to their birthday dinner. You've got to buy a gift. You've got to pay for your dinner and likely a portion of the birthday person's dinner too. There might be pre or after dinner drinks, the cab to and from the venue. Before you know it, you're racking up $300 or $400 on someone you're not even that bothered about. Using the $20 an hour example, you've had to work 15 or 20 hours for that evening. Is it worth it? Probably not. For me, that's the tipping point. The thought of working that hard for someone I don't care about will always trump the social faux pas of RSVPing no. It's hard because you're told your time is worthless. Here's where this theory gets into sticky waters. Society tells us that money is the most important measurement in life. Your time? No, that's pretty worthless. Think about it. We're told that working harder for less pay is normal. That unpaid overtime is just what you do to get ahead. There's pressure to not take your allotted annual leave to the tune of 768 million unused days a year in America alone. When it comes to work and thus money, your time is not considered your own. Instead, it's in the hands of your boss or your clients who will try to get as much out of you for as little money as possible. Society tells you your time isn't worth much, so why would you use it as a measurement for purchases? It's like the time I asked my friend who had just bought a very expensive house if he had considered how many hours of his life he will have to work in order to buy it. What does it matter? He told me. I've got to work 40 to 50 hours per week for the rest of my life anyway. And besides, everyone hates their job. He didn't consider that he could work fewer hours if he bought a cheaper place, or that his place was going to cost him years of his life. Because it's not the way we're taught to think. We're taught money first, time second. Switching these priorities around isn't easy when no one around you is doing the same, but it could save you. What measuring purchases in time can do for you. For a start, it'll make you a more intentional spender. Ask the question, how many hours of my life does this item cost? And I'll wager you'll consider how badly you want that thing or experience. Much more than if you think, hey, it's just $50. What does that matter? It could save you thousands. It'll also make you value your time much, much more. Constantly thinking about how you spend the hours of your life throws how you're spending them into sharp focus. Once you get into the habit, you'll find it easier to value your time over money, which psychologists say is awesome for your happiness and well-being. More time, more money, more happiness? It's all the good things, my friends. All the good things. You just listened to the post titled, "Stop Measuring Your Purchases in Dollars. Measure Them in Hours of Your Life Instead and Watch Everything Change," by Charlie Brown of simpleandstraightforward.substack.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I first got exposed to this concept of valuing your purchases in terms of the time it will take you to earn the money to acquire them in the book Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez. Just like money, time is a resource. But unlike money, time is not a renewable resource. I think that's why this exercise is so confronting. It makes us more aware of the fact that the time we're spending earning money is gone. So in a way, to be thoughtful about how we're spending our money is a way to honor the time that we're alive. The reality is that the way we spend any resource, whether that's time, money, or energy, is a reflection of what we value. It gets uncomfortable when we notice a disparity between the way we're spending our resources and what we really value deep down. If we say we value time with family and our relationships, and yet we're spending most of our time working to afford a life of luxury, there's a disconnect there. I found for me, this disconnect was really driven by my consumerist conditioning. But with some soul searching, this can be corrected. And I found the book Your Money or Your Life very helpful in that regard. And I think that'll do it for today. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you on tomorrow's episode where your optimal life awaits.